All right, John, with the Lions getting back underway here. We're out of camp a couple days this week. There's a good buzz around this football team. Amon-Ra St. Brown had an interesting quote as the Lions got back to camp.
Yeah, his quote is, "We're not back to square one, but we're back to square, you're still underdogs. We feel like we play best when we're underdogs. We love being the underdog, and it gives us that hunger, that fight that our team is built off of. We're right where we need to be." And I was looking at this going, are they really underdogs? Because if you think that they're missing the playoffs, and we have callers that think, you know, hey, they take steps back and they're missing the playoffs, then yeah, I think they would fill that underdog status for you if they were to make the playoffs and actually do something in the postseason. But most people believe that this is still a playoff team.
A contender even.
Yeah. And so the players can do the mental gymnastics and think whatever they want, right? I mean, Jordan is famous for, you know, trying to manufacture some motivation for every single game. But I'm curious to our listeners, to our fans, do you think that the Lions have gone from, you know, the 15-2 team, the number one seed, the a favorite to be in the Super Bowl, and some even thought the favorite to win the Super Bowl, to now the year after that, they are back to being underdogs?
No.
Yeah, I don't think so either. I don't think that's...
You can't be an underdog if you're the division favorite, if you're going to have a home playoff game, if you have a roster of young all-pros on both sides of the ball.
And Stoney and I did it on Friday, right? The best rosters in the NFL, even though they haven't signed a defensive end opposite Aiden Hutchinson, even though Frank Ragnow retired and they've got the two coordinators that are new, eight new coaches on the entire coaching staff, I don't think they can be underdogs.
No. I don't think so either. I don't feel like the Lions are underdogs. I think there are questions, there are concerns, there are obstacles for them to win the Super Bowl, but they are among the teams in the Super Bowl conversation. Therefore, you're not an underdog.
Yeah,
you know who an underdog is? The Chicago Bears. You know, an underdog is somebody who had a losing record last year that no one's really counting in to be a factor for a Super Bowl this season.
Yeah, first-time head coach in Chicago. A rookie quarterback in Minnesota.
Sure.
Jordan Love in Green Bay, and nobody knows really, is he good? Is he bad? Can he ever beat win a big game, have a big game? If you're the favorite to win your division, then I don't think you can be an underdog.
No, I don't feel that way. Let us know, though, because there's been a lot of piling on of the Lions and you know, the offseason and losing coaches and losing players and not filling certain needs. Do you feel like they are an underdog again, to St. Brown's point? And I think this is classic athlete using whatever he can as motivation and more power to him. Like, I think this is classic Jordan.
Yeah.
Then I took it personally. Oh, okay. We hired a bunch of scrubs. No, we didn't. Our coordinators are good. You don't think we can do it? Just watch us. Like, absolutely. Harness it. Go for it. But I don't believe they're underdogs.
No. Again, players could think whatever they want. But we already mentioned the division. In terms of the NFC, I think most people think that the leader in the clubhouse before the season starts is the Philadelphia Eagles.
Yeah.
And they have lost some players. They had some guys retire. You know, Brandon Graham retired.
They lost Milton in the middle of their D-line. Sweat on the edge.
Yeah. Trust me.
They'll be fine.
Jordan Davis. That entire defense, like, they are going to be okay. But there's question marks. I don't think there's a team, in my opinion, this year that you look and you go, there's no Dodgers in the NFL right now.
Right. There's a handful of really good rosters.
Sure.
Like and the Bills and the Ravens are in that mix too. But there's no Dodgers who's like head and shoulders above everybody else.
Right. So... You look and you say, okay, well, Patrick Mahomes with the Chiefs, right? They're always going to be a favorite to win the Super Bowl, but they haven't done anything on their offensive line. In fact, they lost their best offensive lineman, Joe Tooney, to the Bears. And Rashee Rice is going to be suspended at some point.
Yeah, you would think. But they're not going to sell themselves as underdogs. Right?
No.
They were in the Super Bowl last year. They're not going to go, well, we lost a couple key pieces. No. Let's get to George in Metamora. George, good morning.
Good morning, gentlemen. How are you?
Good.
What's up?
Good, and hey, I do not want to start this fine July morning off by being a negative Nancy, but I 100% believe they're underdogs. I was just at a business meeting yesterday afternoon, and we were talking about the Lions and the excitement coming up, and last year I had an expectation that they'd be in the Super Bowl. This year, I don't think they're better than the Bills. I don't think they're better than Baltimore or Kansas City or Philly. So by my definition, I would be surprised if they won the Super Bowl. So to me, that's the underdog. The defense is still a big concern. We're 3 years in. I don't think they really addressed it much. I know we can say that Hutch wasn't there for some of last year, and we're going to have a full season of him, which is great. We don't have McLean in the middle. We got a rookie filling that spot. Big concerns on the defense. So, like I said, to me, there's probably four or five teams better. Still, interested in San Francisco this year, so I'd be surprised if they won.
George, by that theory then, so let me ask you this. Who do you think is going to win the Super Bowl this year?
You know what? Health not being a reason here, if everyone stays healthy, I think Buffalo is poised right now. I know James Cook is holding out a little bit, but he's going to the mini camps and stuff like that. They've got the easiest schedule. They're favored in every game. I kind of think that gives them an opportunity to get home field advantage. And that Josh Allen just had to have that Elway feel to me where he's kind of due, right? So I think, like, for me, they would be number one for me. I would think Buffalo. Where I would land.
But by your definition, the way you described it, if you're not the favorite to win the Super Bowl, you're an underdog. So do you think Kansas City, Baltimore, Philly, that they're underdogs as well?
Good point, John. I mean, that is. Do I think they're underdogs? No. I mean, like, for Philly and the NFC, they still got the best roster in the NFC. So to me, they're probably the favorite going. As far as, in the big game itself, probably a coin flip. Buffalo and Philly are going to play each other this year, so probably figure it out a little bit. But I understand what you're saying. I guess to me, it's just like I would be more surprised if the Lions won. The tour last year, 15-2, they had it going. Yeah, I would be surprised. Like I said, I don't want to be negative with it, but that defense is still a giant concern. They have not been good the last 2 years.
So you do think the Lions are an underdog. Interesting. So there is at least one out there. Ticket text, phone calls, 248-539-9797. Amon Ross St. Brown says, we're not back to square one, but we're back to square you're still underdogs. Mm-hmm. And we feel like we play best when we're underdogs. It's how they have shifted their mentality. But we raised an eyebrow with the term underdog because the Lions are still one of the Super Bowl contenders.
They are. And, I mean, let's just take the NFC right now. And I know, Tampa with Baker Mayfield and the skill that they have, at the skill positions, their offensive line is good.
Yep.
Philly, we've talked about them. The Rams always seem to come up. San Francisco, I know they've got a very easy schedule this year. And so people are looking at them as, they got rid of some dead weight.
Yeah.
And now all of a sudden they're ready to, hit the recharge button and they're back. I just don't see them as teams that are as good as the Lions.
Okay, so is it you lose two
Philly.
Yeah, you lose two coordinators, you lose two offensive linemen, all pros, Pro Bowl guys. You still have this question about the edge opposite Aiden. I mean, is that the tough
Zeiler
schedule?
Was not a Pro Bowl guy last year.
2 years ago he was.
Yeah.
And he was highly productive last year.
Sure.
My point is you lose two key cogs of one of the best offensive lines in football. It's just, is it part of why St. Brown can sell this? Because some people are buying it. Like Ticket Texters says, everybody in the media has them taking a step back. Yeah, they're underdogs.
I guess you got to define what taking a step back means. If it's just, they win 14 games this year instead of 15, is that a step back? Well, in terms of wins and losses, it is. But they could be, by that time, a better team than they were last year.
Good morning, fellas. They are underdogs. They got beat by a rookie quarterback and, humiliated. Says they didn't adjust the defense. It was the biggest problem. They've done nothing. Yes, they are underdogs. The way you guys talk about the schedule, they're underdogs. Until we get McNeil back, they won't be an elite team. Yes, they're underdogs. I didn't think people were going to buy into this. Some are with us, John. Absolutely not. The Lions aren't underdogs. They definitely have eyes on them to see if they can recover, but they're definitely playoff bound 12-5, Josh, from work. Look, and in that world, you have a home playoff game. We know nothing's guaranteed, but they should be favored in that home playoff game. Mm-hmm. And they should be in a position again to compete for the Super Bowl. You're not an underdog.
Yeah, and I don't think just because they play Cincinnati on the road, Baltimore on the road, Kansas City on the road, I don't think they go 0 for all those games.
They'll lose some. They won't lose all.
They might, yeah.
Might. You think they could win all of them? See how you slipped
that in. Sure, they haven't played the games yet.
I think people are not as confident as last year, but not really an underdog. That's another unnamed texter. Knowing St. Brown's standards, maybe he isn't thinking so much about the league or the division, but the Super Bowl, maybe in context like your caller, Bills, Ravens, Chiefs, and Eagles, they are underdogs to those teams.
Yep.
Okay. You got to kind of twist it to get there, though. You really got to work to make yourself an underdog. We're not the Kansas City Chiefs or the Philadelphia Eagles, therefore we're underdogs. The Bills have an easier schedule and loaded up on defense in the draft and free agency.
Reigning MVP.
Fine. Okay. I don't know. To me, underdogs reserved for like a worst to first team. It's reserved for a team that has little to no expectations. It's a team with a first year coach or a new quarterback or...
So let's put it this way too. Going into that game against Washington, Washington was an underdog.
Yes.
And they won. I mean, maybe you have to be a double digit or 9.5 point or lower, you know, dog to be able to say you're an underdog. I don't think that the Lions go into any game this year where the line is more than, I don't know, 4.5, right. 3.5. I just don't I don't even know what the preseason lines are, but like, what's the line going to Kansas City?
Oh yeah, I mean, it's not going to be like they're
it's not a touchdown
dogs. No, yeah. I mean, they'll set that. If I had to guess, 3.5, something like that.
Sure.
And who knows? I mean, some of it's how are you playing at the time. We see the lines move based on injury reports and all this stuff. Ticket Texter says, I do think that they are underdogs. He says. The expectations, the feelings, I just don't have the same as I did the last 2 years. I think they're going to be a mediocre, maybe a little above team.
So what it feels like those that believe they're an underdog is unless you are favored to win the Super Bowl, you're an underdog. But or by that classification, then there's 31 teams that are underdogs.
Right, it's convenient that the cutoff is if you're not one of the top four teams,
right? Yeah,
you're an underdog.
Yeah.
Well, what if we make it top five? I mean, like it's splitting hairs at that point because the guy called in and goes, "I got four teams ahead of them, so they're underdogs."
Yeah, three of them in the AFC and only one in the NFC.
So you're one of the two best teams in the NFC, one of the five best teams in football, and I got to look you in the eye and accept that they're an underdog.
No,
I'm not. I don't feel that way. Ticket Texter says they are definitely underdogs. The talent is there, but they've taken steps back, Ben in Lake Orion. And Jeff in Pontiac says they're not underdogs, they're underachievers.
Okay, yeah, they did underachieve last year.
Yeah, I buy that, sure.
But by underachieving, it was they didn't beat Washington. If they had gotten to the NFC Championship game with the injuries that they sustained, I don't think they would have been underachievers if they lost to Philly.
No, not given... The roster,
the circumstances
at the time,
at the time,
yeah. Healthy, that would have been a hell of a football.
It would have been fun, yeah. And we are not sitting here saying, oh, if they were healthy, they would have won.
I think that's disrespectful to the Eagles, who were on a tear and were winning by double digits in most of their playoff games.
I think we vastly underestimated the Eagles last year.
The reason I feel like the Lions are an underdog, Ticket Texter says, is the way they lost to the Commanders. It was shocking, and I just can't get it out of my head. How about this for a definition? You can't be an underdog if A, you're a team that's won the Super Bowl recently, Chiefs and Eagles, or B, everyone expects you to, Bills. So everybody else, the Ravens are an underdog?
Yeah.
I think they're an underachiever to the other texter's point, like Lamar
the Ravens, in the playoffs.
Yeah. And you could say, look, the Lions, they underachieved last season. Fine. I'll call them an underachiever before I'll call them an underdog.
Yeah. I just don't think that... It doesn't fit my definition, and it really just comes down to what do you feel your definition of an underdog is?